A group of strategic Air Force radar facilities along the North Slope are at an accelerated risk of degradation. Erosion driven by climate change is happening decades sooner than the military predicted. And as Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, the plan now is to spend tens of millions of dollars to fortify in place.
The 15 sites within the long-range radar program are designed to spot foreign aircraft heading into U.S. airspace or civilian planes that have gone off course. It's an expensive state of preparedness to maintain, with billions of taxpayer dollars sunk into the equipment and infrastructure.
That $7.1 billion is the overall portfolio. So those are just government-owned assets.
Colonel Frank Flores is in charge of the Alaska Radar Program, as well as several other radar sites in the Pacific that all feed signals back to Joint Base Zehlendorf-Richardson. The $7.1 billion figure doesn't include the contract with a private company to staff and take care of the facilities, worth $345 million over the next 10 years.
That's primarily the cost to operate the sites. What it doesn't include are the additional costs to maintain, to support infrastructure, additional projects that might come up because of the wear and tear, the Arctic environment.
Those costs are rising for sites in the North Slope because coastal erosion is encroaching on the airstrips, roads, and residential structures that support the actual radar equipment.
For example, at the Aliktuk long-range radar site, we anticipated that erosion was going to be at a certain point in 2040, but we're already, as of about a year and a half ago, at that point today. So it's happening at a quicker rate than we anticipated.
At Aliktuk, midway between Prudhoe Bay and Nooksit, Flores says erosion mitigation has to happen within 3 years. Elsewhere, along the Arctic coast, spending to fortify the radar site north of Point Hope is already underway.
At the Cape Lisburn long-range radar site, we've seen a significant amount of erosion because the sea ice isn't coming in as soon as it used to, and it's not staying as long as it used to. So we have a runway that's about 25 meters away from the coast. It's the only place we can put a runway out of the site, and we're having to execute a $47 million project to protect that runway and keep that long-range radar site viable.
Construction projects are extremely expensive at the remote Arctic locations, and Flores says the infrastructure improvements today are an investment that could save billions in the future to protect the radar sites. Though there's no immediate threat to sites near Koktovik and Barrow, the land is eroding there as well. Less than a decade ago, the Pentagon closed 3 early warning radar sites on the North Slope due, in part, to erosion problems. Though Flores says the facilities further below Alaska's Arctic don't have any imminent threats, it remains to be seen whether they'll soon be dealing with the same hazards to basic infrastructure faced by many of the nearby communities caused by diminishing permafrost and less predictable weather systems. And it's not just the Alaska sites seeing new problems related to climate. 3,500 miles south of Anchorage, the Wake Island site under Flores's command is seeing irregular wave activity flood parts of the island, prompting the military to study what would happen if a major tidal event were to occur. But there are no plans to close sites down. Flores says they are a vital asset the Defense Department plans on maintaining in perpetuity.
The long-range radar sites in Alaska allow us to maintain national sovereignty for the air. The aircraft that come into and out of our national airspace are aircraft that we have allowed into our national airspace. They're either commercial aircraft or military aircraft on a mission.
But with environmental changes rapidly outpacing predictions, it's unclear how and if spending and strategic planning will be able to keep up. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.